Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak victory. Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic today, and we hope each and every one will be able to participate today and come in and share on the topic today, which is holiness or nothing. And for those that may have called in and you need someone else to call in, this is the number, 646-716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And before we start with our topic today, we'll have a few words of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray for each and every person that will call in, those that would listen in, even come back to the archive today, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that you and the God of peace himself will sanctify us completely, and that our whole spirit, soul, and body will be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let it be something that someone say today to him, the Father, that will draw someone closer to know what holiness is all about. We give you this in Jesus' name. Amen, and thank God. Well, we want to thank God again for bringing us back to one more Wednesday to be able to read and dissect this Word of God, to be able to bring it to others that may come on the line at this time. So we have a panel of guests today that's going to be participating in it. So if anybody would like to call in today and talk about the topic that we have, we're going to have people that will be online to take your questions, your answers, and whatever it is that you may have. And some of them already have their hands up where they are ready to speak. And before we start with our panel, I'm going to say, talk a little bit about holiness. You know, holiness means to be holy, dedicated, and devoted to God, destined and separate from the world way of living, committed to right living and purity. Holiness is the absence of sin, evil, and wrongdoing. It is being spotless, free from blemish. But holiness is much more than the absence of sin. It is the presence of righteousness, purity, and godliness. When we become Christians, God make us holy by forgiving our sins. He look at us as though we had never sinned. But while he spin and see us as holy, we have not perfected holiness yet. We must all strive each day to be more like Jesus, more holy. Only when we get to heaven will we be completely holy. So today, we're going to be talking with our guests and our panels that have come on. And I'm going to let each one introduce him or herself to you today, talking about holiness and nothing. And today, let me see all we have on the switchboard. Let me bring in my first guest. Good morning, guest. You are now on the air. Good morning.
God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you.
My line is open.
Yes, sir. I'm opening up your line, and I'm gonna open some more because y'all are the panel.
Call the area code so we'll know who.
Okay,
who
your area code came up first. You 954.
Right.
Okay, you are the very first one. And then I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to put all of you all on. on this switchboard. That way, when you come on, you can tell who you are and everything, so the caller would know who you are, your name and everything, where you're from, and maybe somebody from your state that you have told to come on Blog Talk today on Joy and Peace. And we want to let them know that you are on, and they may be able to come in with questions and answers or whatever God have put upon you all heart to speak about today. I have given it over to you today, and y'all have 2 hours so y'all can go back and forth with this holiness and nothing. So all of you are on the line at this time.
Well, God bless you. This is Pastor Stephen M. Bunker, Deliverance by Faith, out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and I'm very much honored to be here today with such a quorum of men and women of God, and we want to discuss about holiness, and as well as bringing it, whoever has their computer up, would you please turn it down and have feedback? Okay. Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You very much.
Man.
Oh, I'm still hearing the feedback. There's a delay in VTR, so I'm hearing my voice twice.
Okay, yes, I can hear feedback. So whoever, y'all just turn it down just a little bit on your computer, your volume, because I don't even have my volume up. That way I can hear y'all from the phone good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I don't even have my volume on at all.
Okay.
Good. Go ahead. Go ahead, Master Prophet. Introduce yourself.
Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Andrew Sims out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia. My area code is 770-423. You're not going to interfere with this program today. Take authority over you right now.
Yes.
Fear and everything else come through these lines to ensure God's program comes forth. Find you right now. Any situation in any circumstance that is not, I command you to cease your function and your operation right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I've had this problem before, and we're not going to have it now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It may be somebody's cell phone. They may have to tone it down some. Somebody else may have a cell phone going on. That could be the problem.
Ain't never happened before, our great overseer.
Hey, sir. Yes, sir.
It's the top.
It's that top. Yes, yes. I'm going to sit back and let y'all know. I'm going to just roll the dial. I'm going to just sit here and listen.
As I was saying, this is Prophet Andrew Sims out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia. Area code is 770-423. I'm truly delighted and also honored to be chosen, number one, by the Holy Ghost and by the great overseer to be on the line with such distinguished guests. I'm truly honored, and thank you. Thank you, ma'am, and thank you, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Prophet Evangelist Bryant from Barbary Grove, Illinois. My area code number is 618-335-502-26. By the way, by the overseer there, we just praise God for her this day, and we thank all the men of God today. It's just a blessing to come before the people of God today and share what God wants us to share with the people today concerning about holiness. That's a great topic to talk about, and we know that, and again, to talk about the area, we know that the enemy don't like us to talk about it, bring it up, and bring some kind of opposition or distraction. But God is God. He still, he will not change, regardless how things go. His word still will go forth. So we just praise God for this day. Praise God for what's going to happen today. The people on the line, they receive what God's given for us, giving us to give to you today to help you out. We just come to be a blessing to you today. We didn't come to no fashion or form. We just come to tell you what God said. Amen.
Is there anyone else on the line?
We have one solemn caller. They don't have their hand up. They just want to listen for right now.
Okay.
Oh, they just put their hand up. Hold on.
God bless. This is Minister Tanya out of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Welcome, Minister Tanya.
Thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
You'll be on with everybody on today. I'll let all you all talk. I'll just work the switchboard today.
Okay.
If you don't mind, if I may give us a scripture, maybe just to start with, and everyone else, you can flow according. 1 Peter 1:16. We all know that scripture verbatim because somebody's computer is still on. Please turn it down. Your volume. Turn your volume down. This word must go out. This word must go out. And as Prophet Stim says, we rebuke every spirit that would have it not to be broadcast with excellence. And that people may be delivered, people may be healed, and even hear the word of the Lord. Because we are men and women of God, and what we speak, we're speaking the oracles of God. So we're not going to play with it today. And I would just love for whoever's computer is still the volume we have it up, please turn it down. Please. I beg you, my brother. I beg you, my sister. Please turn your volume down.
Yes. Yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, yes, God. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. There's an order of disobedience in the house, and we rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
We rebuke that disobedient spirit
that
will come in amongst us, that it would be just a simple thing just to turn it down. Do we all hear the feedback and the reverb?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I hear it.
Okay. So, yeah, there is a spirit of disobedience. I don't want to go that way, but let's go 1 Peter 1:16, very simple scripture, very short, and it gets right to the point. It says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy, period, end of story. And this is what God is looking for. He's looking for holy people that will just, he's telling us, there's no other way that you can come before me unless you come before me in holiness. And men and women of God, as I was meditating the past couple of days, Prophet Sims, the Lord said to me that the church is a joke. when the world looks at the body of at the church, I'm sorry, not the body of Christ, but when the world looks at the church, they're saying that the church is a joke. Because there's so much unholiness going on that there's no seriousness from the church. So how can the people look at the church? And in Ezekiel, God says, you have profaned my name among the heathen. Not the heathen profaned God's name. He said, but the people of God, the house, the church, has profaned, and we have allowed so many ill spirits to come in to the house of God, and we brought in so many world's customs and what have you into the house of God. And then God says, nah, what I'm about to do, I'm not doing it for your sake.
Yeah.
He said, but I'm doing it for my sake. For my holy name's sake, I got to restore holiness back into my house. Anybody?
What do you hear? Just, he's coming to you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, okay. So we must, as men and women of God, we must usher in back into the house of God holiness. Holiness is not a dress code, although if you're holy, you dress right. Holiness is not a form of speech. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord. Amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen. Come on, somebody, amen, amen. That's not holiness. That don't say you holy. But it will affect the next verse. Watch what the next verse says. First Peter, 1:15 says, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Yes.
So a lot of times we think, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus, amen. That means I'm holy. That don't have nothing to do with that. Holiness is present your body, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Right. Would anybody like to chime in right here?
Glory to God.
If not, I keep going. But we the people of God. God, I can't believe how much sin is not only in the church, but all right, Papa Sims, you gotta help me here. I can't believe how much sin is in the church. More so, I can't believe how many leaders are in sin in the church.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
When you look at Papa Sims says these megastars and these superstars, and you look at their life and they have these high titles and high positions, but yet their life is full of sin. So then if the life of the leader is full of sin, then guess what? The Bible says if the lump is holy, then the tree is holy.
Mhm. Yeah.
And if the lump is not holy, then I can't look for the tree to be holy.
Mhm.
So therefore, the ministry is not practicing holiness.
Mhm. Where are we?
We want to shout and dance about the money and cars, but that stuff is temporal. And I don't have nothing against prosperity ministry, but I'm just saying it was not taught or preached in divine order. In other words, it was taught all you had to do is give, and God gonna bless you with all of this stuff. But he don't care nothing about how you live. Now you know that's not God. And it contradicts, it blatantly contradicts the word of God. Because Jesus said, seek ye first, not the stuff, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right way of doing things, and God will give you the stuff. You don't want to have to even pray about the stuff. The next verse says, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. But what you got to do first is to seek the kingdom of God. And people are just preaching, well, give $1,000 and God is going to make you a millionaire in your lifetime. I can't believe you saying that. And you shacking up. Come on, man. Come on. Mm-hmm. How are you telling people that God going to make you, God going to bless you to be a millionaire, to live in sin?
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise God.
Okay.
Preach, great prophet. Preach. Preach.
I'm just saying. And don't y'all leave me out here by myself. But I want y'all to. I like open conversation. But you know, it's just that we need to get our stuff in right perspective. The body of Christ, the leaders of Christ, the voices of God in this dimension, in this time. The voices of God, we all got to be saying the same one thing. And I can't say one thing and somebody else saying something else. And so then people say, well, who do we listen to? But the word of God, because of where we at and the place that we at, look around. Look around. Look what's going on all over the world. I just got a call from Southwest Missouri, and it's blizzarding down there, 5 below 0. And the blizzard is hitting again. They said another big storm. The storm last week, they named it the Beast. The storm that hit the country, it affected over 100 million people in the United States. We're not talking about China or Russia. We're talking about right here. And some of you in different areas of the country, you have suffered and it was hit by that storm. Now, Australia still flooded, and it didn't just be flooded, but now it's catching on fire. Parts of Australia is just burning up, and they don't know who's starting the fire, where the fire coming from. Brazil said the place that makes all the costumes for the like Mardi Gras, those buildings just burnt down. A year's worth of work in preparation for the carnival coming up. All of that stuff is lost. The volcano in Japan, after 52 years, laid silent, dormant. Now it erupted. They said the eruption was so powerful that it broke out windows 5 miles away. Okay? So stuff is happening in the land. And the church, my God, the church is ignoring. Jesus said, when you see the cloud gathering, you know it's going to rain. So why don't you know what's going on now?
Mm-hmm.
How come you can't see?
Mm.
You don't have to be.
Praise the Lord, great prophet.
Yeah.
Preach, brother. Preach.
Yeah.
Praise God. Can I have a piece of that, just a small piece?
Mm-hmm.
This is Prophet Andrew Sims of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia. Can I have a small piece of that, Prophet Amaker? Can everybody hear me?
Yeah. Uh-huh. We hear you.
Praise God. I'm finna really go out on a limb here, and I'm finna step on a lot of people's toes right here now. And everybody under the sound of my voice is really and truthfully gonna have to examine themselves, because it's time for somebody to really begin to start point fingers. And what Prophet Sims is gonna say in reference in regards to holiness is simply this. I'm going to go out on the limb to say that 90%, 98% of the men and women in the fivefold ministry is not thinking about holiness or have no concern about holiness because of their priorities, according to what the great prophet has just spoken. 98% of the men and women in the fivefold ministry is nowhere close to holiness. Instead of the word holiness, they're only considering hell. Their purpose and their function is to promote hell instead of holiness.
Mm.
And one of the reasons why I come H for holiness is an H, and H for hell is hell, is because there's such a thin line, so thin that really most people can't see it. And let me show you what I mean by that simply. And when I read what I'm going to share with you about holiness, you'll come to find out, like the great prophet has just spoken, that 98% of the men and women that are the fivefold ministry are is just promoting straight-out hell. And mm-hmm. the sad part about it is they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's turn to the book of 1 John. Everyone let me know when they get there, please.
One book again, I'm sorry. Which book again? I didn't hear you. Which book again?
The book of 1 John, the second chapter.
Okay.
I have.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. We hear you now.
Does everybody have it? Got it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And I need you to go to the 15th verse. And I'm going to need you, great overseer out of Houston, Texas, 713 area code. Would you please read the 15th?
The second, 1 John, chapter 2.
Chapter 2, the 15th and the 16th verse, and read 15th and the 16th. I'm going to elaborate on this according to the Holy Ghost.
Okay. All right. And the word of God said, love not the world, neither mm-hmm. the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16 says, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but it of the world.
Praise the Lord, great overseer of Houston, Texas. And this is what Prophet Sim simply is saying. You got three parameters right here that's going to determine if you really got hold on your mind. It says, number one, it says love not the world.
Mm-hmm.
It also mm-hmm. talks about the flesh. You begin to put a gauge up against 98% of the people of the fivefold ministry that's supposed to be leading God's people.
Mm.
You're going to find out very serious trouble. A lot of us seems to be, according to this gauge here, is telling a bald-faced lie. Because it says, if any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you right here, truly tell if a person has holiness. It also tells you what you look for. So when you look at the priority that is upon the men and women's lives of the fivefold ministry, according to what the great pastor, prophet, has said, and the apostle. He said, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all of this stuff will happen to you. But when you think about 98% of all the men and the women of the fivefold ministry is promoting hell, if I'm not held accountable to be like holiness because I'm trying to follow the traditions of men, I'm going with the motion of the ocean, then there's no way in the world that I'm going to be able to tell you about holiness. I'm not going to be able to tell you. Now, notice what I'm going to say to you now. the one of the definitions parts for holiness, it says that you got to separate yourself
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to recognize that there's a difference. Did y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Separate yourself. The difference. So how is it that when I put you next to the world, tell the difference?
Mm-hmm.
You got mm-hmm. the same. You got the same needs, and you got the same mm-hmm. look. So if
mm-hmm.
all of what you see is the same as what it is in the world, how you gonna tell me you got holiness?
There you go.
So it's strange. And it's not hard to figure out that here it is. The reason why I come, we're going through what we're going through, like the apostle said. Why come all of these catastrophes is taking place because of the warning signs that God has given is because
yes.
of sin.
Mm-hmm.
Sin is the pinpoint that lets us know that holiness is no close. Holiness is nowhere close around us. And the hand
mm-hmm.
of God has been moved off of us because we're looking just like the world. Our priorities.
Yeah.
Great apostle was just saying. Our priorities is saying is that we want the stuff. Give me the stuff, then give me God. But holiness
mm-hmm.
is God first. Then
right.
you got the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at your pastors, when you look at your prophets, when you look at your bishops, your evangelists, and all these other folks, you'll come to find straight hell and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Agnes, we just have to communicate with each other when we're finished so that we can keep the broadcast going.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Prophet Sims, I'm through for the moment. Someone else can have a piece of it?
I can say something about that, too, because the way the world is setting right now and the way God is speaking to the world, a lot of the lessons that the prophet said about some things that to get people's attention. And God sent warnings out, and especially to the church world. The church world has done, like you said, the church world has got more to the things of the world than the things of God. It's like a separation there between the world and God. But God's recognized that the world is of the world, but the church is of God. And he said, be holy as I am holy. He just didn't put that in there just to be put in there. Everything that is in this in the Word of God is what we are charged with. The church, we are charged to the Word of God. How we carry ourselves, how we be example. We shall be example for the world. And when he said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, he meant that. He just didn't put it in there just for just a showing, but he put it in there for us to obey, being separated from the world and be as he is. If he's in you, we should walk just like him and talk like him and live like him and do the things in him that we'll be the light. If the light's not shining, that means that something that went out in you or something that you knew, something that is not like it should be in you, and you're doing things that's not like God. And God holds us responsible for our own action, how we do. We can't serve the world and serve God at the same time. There's no way possible when a person is coming to God and serving the world and serving God at the same time. You're either going to draw to the one that you love the best. If you love the world the best, you draw into the things of the world. It's something that's causing the magnitude to draw you away from God, and here God wants us to walk just like him. But people have a lot of form out there. They don't have really the way God tells them. You have a form of godliness, but you deny the power of God. So it's showing you how much you love God, how much character is in your life, how much you put emphasis on God, how much concept that you spend time with God. It's time that God called us to repentance and calls us to turn from our ways and live just like Him. And if we live just like Him, well, that's like when you are born, you're born of God. You're not born of the world. You're born of God. You're born from above. The Spirit of God birthed you. You didn't birth yourself. It's the Spirit of God birthed you. When repentance came in, God came in, and His Spirit came into it and gave you a new birth. So that new birth that you got within you now, this will be a holy, that's holy, that's sacred. That's you have a Holy Ghost is sacred to you. That's a Holy Ghost represents a person. It's a person of God. He's in you. He wants you to live just like Him. He don't want you to live as the fashion of the world. And the closer of His coming, you're finding out that more people are falling away from God. They're not falling in God. They're falling away. They're losing the love of God. They got the love of the world and the pride of life of this world. But see, you can't. You're going to be caught and betwixt if you're not careful how you living, how you performing in God. Because every eye, God knows every I and every dot. He knows about it. There's nothing covered that God ain't not uncovered. He's showing us exactly what we must do to walk in the light of God as new in God and being formed. And as we know that God, He's formed the Word in us, and if we do like the principle, say this Bible is what it's examination to us. If we're going to go to heaven, we got to be like He said, go. We can't go in the other way. If we come in any other way, the Bible says we come as a thief and a robber, and ain't no thief going to get into heaven. What you're hearing today is something that examine yourself. See, is you really living holy? No. You should know yourself if you full of God's power inside of you, or you full of the Holy Ghost inside of you. You should know that how you living and what the Holy Ghost check you. God put a check in you. It's nothing that you're going to get by with, but it grieves the Holy Ghost when you ain't doing what He told you to do. You're locking yourself in. And just almost like He's saying there in the 12th chapter of Romans, and when He made the statement that Paul said to the Roman people, He's making a statement of responsibility towards God. He said, I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. This is for your reasonable service. You are serving unto God, and you are living sacrifice, holy. That holiness comes through sacrificing your time with God, giving God. And Lord God accept you. You can't mingle and play around. There's no time to play around. There's time to get serious about your life. Because when you stand before that great throne, great white throne judgment of God, it's in that day when we all stand before Him, then you will know the truth. You won't have no excuse not knowing, because what you're doing right now, to get your act together while God is dealing with the world now. God, it's the events are happening, the one in the world of His coming. And we don't take it lightly. We've got to give the men, the true men of God, to really give the world the answer, what's happening around the world, what's going on in the world, or things that's happening, why people are not responding. You got people not responding to what's going on. They think you got a lot of time, but you don't have time. Time is steady ticking off every day. Somebody going into eternity somewhere. But your life got to get right with God. You can't not escape so great a salvation. You got to get your heart right. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, shall they see God. That means that you're holding, He meant the holiness. You can't get by without this. Ain't a way possible that people of the world is looking at the church, and the church ain't got what it's supposed to have, and they want to get, if you ain't got nothing to show them, they're not going to come. And we are supposed to be the light. And if the light is shining, if your light is shining real bright, and when you first got saved, there was such a burning in your life. You were so bright, clean, pure. But as you begin to grow into the Lord, and the days are getting shorter now, the devil more or less is on you now than he has ever been on you. He's sifting you. Day by day, he's sifting out of you. You lost something in between there. You need to get back where you were. You need to surrender to God and go back and ask God to take me back to the potter's house and be made all over again. Get my life right before he do come. Since the opportunity to come, getting closer to God, it's time to make up a... It's your decision how you want to live. God give you a will, and you won't have no excuse. You made your own choice, and everybody got a choice to make. And you are charged with the things that you're doing right here. And we want to bring the word to you to be a help to you, because it's helping us as well as helping you, because we're the first fruit taker. We must realize that we have to have the thing that you have in us. We got to live according to God's word. And this is not something that we're just throwing out there. We know people out there today know about the word. We got lots of people know about the word, and some don't like people to correct them, but it's time you have to be corrected. Sometimes God has to use other people to speak things into your life to stir up what's in you, to stir you up and really make you acknowledge him more than acknowledging the things of the world, and being not conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing your mind, the thoughts in your mind. Get clean thoughts, pure thoughts in your mind that will change your attitude. Many got attitudes. People, your longitude and your altitude depends on how you govern yourself and what you're going to say and how you're going to say to other people. You're a witness to the world out there, and your life got to be to the point that you let Christ be in your life, not let the devil out. The one thing to do is to try to destroy. He's out to destroy you and whosoever that's on to serving God. So we stress that to you today. If you got questions, you need to call in and ask and see can we be a help to you. Say something to keep your mind, to keep your... Paul told Timothy, he said, now you stir up the gift. You need to be stirred up. So that's what we come to do, stir you up to realize that it's a awakening call. God is warning. He's setting warning after warning. But it's time for the church to get in order with God. We're going to meet God. We'll, and when he said it, he said when judgment again is going to begin in the house of God. So we know we got to, we want to get everybody and stir you up to the point. He's coming, but you got to get ready to meet God. That's what I have to say anybody else got anything else to add to that? Welcome to.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Prophet Andrew Sims once again. That was wonderful what Prophet Brian says. But when I speak Prophet Sims, I want to give you some proof to back up what it is that I'm saying and what I've said about 98% of men and women of the fivefold ministry. Now, what I want you to understand when you talk about holiness, if the body of Christ back in holiness in many members in one body, then it's quite evident and quite certain that the head don't have no holiness. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever's in the body certainly has to be in the head, because supposedly the head is supposed to be attached to the body.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you a perfect example, and I like to go to Scripture, because, see, Scripture's going to always back up what the prophet is going to say. Now, a prophet's job is to be able to call it the way that he see it. If you... Mm-hmm. Got an ace, you got an ace. If you got a heart, you got a heart. Now, let's go to 2 Timothy. Let's go to 2 Timothy, the third chapter. And one of the things that Prophet Bryant was saying, but I want to go into a little bit of more detail so I can really prove to you that most of these people that's in the church is promoting just straight out hell. This is how be able to tell this is what they're promoting. Now, prophet's job is to alert and to inform the people of impending danger. That's what I'm trying to do. But I want you to go to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, and everyone that's on the panel, let me know when you get there, please.
I'm there.
Praise God.
Okay.
And our great overseer, I'm going to need you out of Houston, Texas, area code 1. I'm going to need you to begin reading at the first verse, and I'm going to need you to read down to the
Hello?
Hello? I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sound like you pray. You want me to go from the first to which verse?
From the first to the 8th verse, please.
Oh, okay. Sound like you have faded out. All righty. Here I go. And the word of the Lord said, this know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boisterous, proud, blaspheming, disobedient to parents, unthankfulness, unholy. Verse 3 says, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fear, despise of those that are good. Number 4 say traitors, haters, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God. Number 5 say having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. 6 says, fear of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women, laden with sin, led away with divers lusts. 7 say, ever learning, ever able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Verse 8, now as Jonah and Jabon withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds forbid concerning the faith.
Praise the Lord, great overseer. Praise the Lord. Now, quite simple. Quite simple, everyone. If you just focus upon the 5th verse and you focus upon the 7th verse, all of what you heard, holiness is the opposite of what it all that you've heard. Look at the fact, 5th verse, it says having a form of godliness. Having a form. In other words, I pretend to look like God. I pretend to act like God. I pretend to know the things of God. But when it comes to power, all of a sudden there's no power there. And the Bible tells me that this lets me know there's no holiness there. And it tells me, says, I need to get away from a person like this here that has a form of godliness, that looks like God, that acts like God. It tells me to run away. But in this day and time, we are promoting these kind of folks. Here we are having conferences all over the country. I'm going to invite the great Poupon. He ain't got no power, but I'm going to invite him because he talks good. You got spiritual icons coming from all places, promoting all kind of conferences and having all kind of activities, but there's no power. But the Bible says we need to wait, but here we are. We running to them and helping to promote hell instead of godliness. So when you look at what's going on in your church now, I'm going to call it the way that it is. I'm going to call it exactly the way that it is. You look at MegaFest. MegaFest was a fiasco straight from the pits of hell. Because that's what it promoted in the spirit. Okay, now when you look at what the prophet is telling you now, I'm stepping on toes. And when I step on toes, I step on mine too. And when you look at the first. Let's talk about holiness. It says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now, wait a minute, y'all. How is it that in the church, the fifth? I don't know the 23rd Psalm. I don't know nothing about God, but I know everything about the pastor. Tell you who the pastor's great grandmother was. I can tell you about his cousins and nieces. I can tell you about his kinfolk came in on the slave boat. I can tell you everything about the pastor. I can't tell you nothing about God. Y'all gonna tell me holy. Around talking about your holy, you're telling a bald-faced lie. So when you look at the fact that here it is, the scripture actually exposed exactly that here it is, that we're not following or promoting holiness according to the word of God, then here it is, here we go again. I can't point the finger at you because, see, I know more about you than I know about God. So here it is, all we doing is we're going to promote one another, okay? I want to have I want to have a revival. I'm going to invite Apostle Amaker to come and give my revival. I'm going to guarantee him $10,000 and when he comes in. Now, he ain't going to come unless he gets that $10,000. So, in turn, when he invites me, God invite me to $10,000. Now, notice now, I want to hear what I'm saying. I want you to hear this carefully. Notice the majority of the times there's been a revival given according to the doctrine of hell, they won't invite anybody with any power right next door to them. Not right next, not even in the same town. They want to get somebody out of town because they say if we get somebody from out of town, that'll be able to draw more money because they're establishing on a location instead of establishing upon what God is going to be saying and what's God doing. Now, notice what the Holy Ghost is saying. Y'all, please hear me now, because I'm letting you know that right now I'm stepping on toes all over this world. So what's the Holy Ghost have shown you that you don't want to promote holiness and you want to promote hell? Then you go to the 8th verse, and the 8th verse says, now, Janes and Jambres withstood Moses. So do these also resist the truth. All right? Men of corrupt minds, and once you have fallen into this syndrome, all of a sudden you become reprobate concerning the faith. Now, let me show y'all something. Now, this is a dangerous situation. When you look at that word reprobate, then you mean to tell me, Holy Ghost, that most of these people out here that are fools in the fivefold ministry don't even know? You mean to tell me they don't even know that they're not promoting holiness? All of a sudden, from Africa, here come Prophet Williams, and here come Prophet Bryant to go and begin to expose this. So all of a sudden, they want to crucify us. They want to cut our head off. And when they, men are going to think that they doing God a service because they're already in the reprobated state. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
Right.
So all of a sudden, you can tell by the signs. Y'all listen to me very carefully. You can tell by the signs that God ain't pleased. The world is feeling that God is not there. Determines revealed what is spoken. When we started this program, it was 98%. Prophet Sims, I just had to let you know that. Someone else can piece it in.
Prophet, your phone is cutting in and out. We're missing so many vital points because your phone is cutting out.
It's a trick of the enemy because on my end, it's not cutting out at all. So that's the trick of the devil. He don't want me to be heard, period.
Repeat that last part, said Prophet, on the 98%. We didn't get all of that.
98% was at the beginning of this program.
Oh, okay.
But it's 99% now.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah. It just went up.
I can understand why they don't want Prophet Sims to be heard, because I'm stepping on toes. I'm calling names. I'm pointing them out. I'm doing just like, what's his name? John the Baptist. What did John the Baptist? He didn't have to tell him about his brother's color, right? But he did. So I just want to let everyone know that this is what the Lord is saying, and through Prophet Sims. Someone else can get some of this stuff here, because it's good. This is real good.
Mm-hmm. I like a small piece of it. If everyone would turn to Ezekiel, the 44th chapter.
Okay. Ezekiel, 44th chapter.
And while you're turning there, let me read to you Luke 21:8, and this is to solidify what Prophet just said. And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and that draweth near, and the time draweth near, go not therefore after him. And Jesus said, now watch this, because you're going to have people, and like Prophet was saying, we got people in the land saying, I'm bishop this, I'm apostle this. Now, what are those names bring you to, okay, they got, if they say they're a prophet, then they must be a man of God. If they say they're an apostle, they must be of God. If you say they're a pastor, because those titles are nowhere used but in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, we're saying, well, okay, he's an apostle. So you run over there to see what the apostle is saying. And then he's saying, now, don't be deceived. Like a black prophet, Simmons was just saying, you go over there and you don't see no holiness, and you don't hear no holiness, there's no power.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. And I've been saying this for the last couple of days. There is more than 50,000 apostles and probably 100,000 prophets in the United States alone. So why
mm-hmm.
is there not any power in the church?
That's all right.
When you got all these people, and the Bible says, what's this in Acts? It said just what Peter and John was out preaching, and they turned the whole city upside down. Now you got 50, you got, come on, right here in Fort Lauderdale, the city is loaded with apostles and prophets and what have you, and these great title people, and there's no power in none of these churches. You go to these churches and they're praying and running up and down the aisle, falling out, speaking in an unknown tongue,
because
it ain't the Holy Ghost.
Glory to God.
So what's going on? What's really going on? Like I said earlier, it's a joke. And now, to add to what Prophet said, so now the ratio has went up to 99.5%.
Wow.
You got Ezekiel 44:7? Let's look at 44:6.
Okay.
No, go back up to 5. It's getting better as we and the Lord said unto me, Son of man, mark well, and behold with thine eyes and hear with thine ears all that I say unto thee concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord and all the laws thereof, and mark well the entering in of the house and every going forth of the sanctuary. 6th verse says, and thou shalt say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all of your abominations. I'm going to read that little part right there. Let it all suffice you out of the Amplified. It says, let all your previous abominations be enough for you. Do not repeat them. So now we're seeing an order of repeating abominations and sins. Watch, oh, come on now. Okay. So this church is allowing rappers to come in. So Pastor, we gotta allow rappers to come in. So now, okay, that's the next big thing. We're going to have rappers in our church, okay? Okay, now this is not holy. Okay, so now, Pastor, they're allowing comedians to come in. So we got to let this, we got to do that so we can be like the church down the street. Okay, so now I'm letting comedians come in. Pastor, we got to let secular artists come in. Because you know they're going to bring a good crowd. So now I'm doing that. Okay, when Prophet Sims was speaking to us, and the Lord brought back to me, he said, right now, when you call anybody to preach, what are the three requisites that you ask them? What are the three main questions that you ask them? First question. Now, watch what the three main questions that's asked in today's church about who you bring in for revival. One, how big is your name? How many people know you? How big a crowd you going to bring? That's the first question. Second question, how much of an offering can you raise? Can you raise a good size offering? Third question, can you hoop? Now, notice what has not been said. Are you saved? Are you filled with the Holy Ghost? Do you live holy? But if you can hoop, you can raise offerings, you can draw a crowd, you're welcome to my church. All right, let's go back. Let's go back to what he said in Ezekiel. What did he say? Go down to the 7th verse. In that ye have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart, uncircumcised in flesh.
Watch out, great apostle. Watch out. Watch out. You're stepping on toes.
To be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even my house. Look at here. God's saying you bring in folk that not even saved. Okay, save. And you go out and you find these people homosexual. You know the man is a homosexual. You know that woman is a lesbian. You know that preacher is an adulterer. You know he commits fornication. You know he's an alcoholic. You know he beat his wife. You know he do all these things. And you bring him in my house, God says, and you give him charge over my holy things. Because they're good preachers, they're good singers, they're good musicians.
Watch out.
Yes. Woo.
Watch.
Jesus.
On toes, great apostle.
And then you want God. Watch this. You know the man is a homosexual. You know the woman is a lesbian. And you make them your praise leader. You make them your president. You make them this and that in your church. And when they lift up hands, and they say, come on, church, lift up holy hands before the Lord. And God says, how can you take people into a place that you don't have access to?
Cut the rate off. Don't go no farther. Cut it off, boy. Cut it off. Great open.
this is probably Stephen Amaker signing off. Go ahead.
cut the program off, great overseer. It just went up to 99 and a half.
my goodness.
Hey, oh, great, so great apostle, Lord.
Milo.
All of you are now on the air.
Oh, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Let me ask who was calling.
Yeah, I just want to say God bless you guys. I'm really impressed. Finally, someone is people are paying attention to what's really going on in the churches with God's word. It's like it's all about prosperity, the money-wise prosperity. And it's just like it's a breath of fresh air to hear some people that are speaking the truth. That's all I want to say to you guys.
Where is that caller from? Right over there.
I'm from Los Angeles, California.
Hey, man.
Oh, praise God.
Yeah, I'm in Los Angeles. I don't even, honestly, I don't even go to church anymore. I've been studying and praying to the Lord for, like, understanding every day. That's what I do every day, you know, to understand His word. And I try to find a home somewhere where they're speaking the truth. So, you know, everywhere you go, everything's about money, you know. And I know it's not of God because I know it's a scripture where it says, what scripture is that? Let me see.
For the love of money is the end
of all evil? No, it's Colossians 3:2. Because you're focused on things above and not things on earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're not practicing these things. You know, because I had, honestly, I was watching Channel 40. It's like the CBN channel. They had something, at the time I didn't have any money. They had a book that was real inspirational, and they said for donations. I called them, I didn't have any money, so I couldn't get the book. So it's like they're selling and profiting on the word of God and then just preaching. Everything's about money. That's why a lot of people, you know, don't go to church. Yeah. So I just wanted to tell you guys, God bless you guys. I'm going to subscribe to you guys, and it's a blessing to hear people talk real things about our Lord.
Amen. We have another on the air that just popped up. Caller, would you like to say something? Area code 786.
Come on. I'm here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Pastor Varian.
Hi, Pastor Varian. How are you doing? Glad you could come on today.
I'm doing just fine, and I was there in the chat room and also on Skype. I don't know if you tried to pick up that call, but you know, you guys are really preaching the word today, and I want to say hello first and foremost to everybody who's on the line, Pastor Amaker and all of the other prophets who are on the line.
God bless
each and every one of you. You know, it's just a blessing when we can really come together and speak the truth. You know, because Jesus is the way, life, and the truth. He's all about truth, truth in the inward part. And that's what we come here to do today. And I just want to say off of what Pastor Emeka was saying, when you have people, as he was in the book of Ezekiel, when you have people who are strangers and who, as he said, uncircumcised in heart and also in flesh, because we are so busy looking at the gift that God has gained, and mistaking that for the anointing. There was a prophet that I was listening to, and he said that, and I said, you are so right. Because when you're talking about a musician, that's a gift. When you're talking about someone who can preach or teach or whatever it is, that's a gift. When you're talking about someone who can sing, that's a gift. And God said the gift and the call are without repentance.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have to repent for these gifts that they have, this talent, these skills that God has given them, but we must recognize the difference between the gift and the anointing. The gift and the anointing are not synonymous. They are not the same thing. And if we're not in the spirit, if we're not discerning, I challenge everybody to do what Paul said, examine yourself and see if you be in the faith, because you're supposed to be able to recognize these people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's real nice, but you can have a gift, but if you don't know, if you have any knowledge of God's word, your gift is not really a gift to me, it could be a curse. You know, you can Amen. Have a gift. You really have a gift, but we have to be more concerned about the knowledge of the Most High and His commandments and His law. You know, what exactly is sin? You know, it's like, you know, we have all these things, you know, but it's like, are we right with God's commandments and His law? Because if you would think about something, okay, they say, like, if you're a sinner, you know, in the end, if you're serving the Most High, it's like with eternity in hell, right? So why wouldn't people just focus more on God's knowledge and His laws and His keeping His commandments? You know, that's where everybody's going wrong and on, like, keeping God's commandments and His laws. That's what's most important. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I think it comes from that scripture that says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people
well,
are.
You have.
They love money. Money, mammon, that's their God. That's their idol. And you can't be concerned with the things of God if God is your, if your God is money. If your God is material possessions and cars and houses and clothes and, you know, all of those things that God said are temporary and will pass away, you are not concerned with the things of the kingdom. You are not concerned with God and His laws, His precepts, His statutes, His judgments, His commandments, because you're too busy running after money instead of running after God.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's right. I agree with
that. Well, praise the Lord. This is Prophet Drew Sims once again. I'd like to thank the Holy Ghost for what the Apostle Amica just said. Like I said, there's not toes left. When you look at holiness, look at hell. Look at all the compromise.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to compromise in order to trick people. I'm going to compromise
You cut now.
Mm-hmm. Am I still cutting out?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, we didn't hear nothing. It's all a go.
See, the devil ain't going to let me speak. He ain't going to let me talk. He ain't going to let the prophet get through, boy, because I know that he's highly...
Upset, boy.
I don't have to get me on another phone, but it ain't gonna make no difference. He don't want me to speak at all.
Well, maybe try hanging up and calling back in, Prophet, because the word is valuable to us.
It is. Okay. Yes,
and
it is.
We rebuke the devil. We rebuke the devil.
All right,
in the name of
Jesus. Name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. That's
the variant.
Because we want to hear everything today.
Yeah.
Pastor Varian's just up the ante to 99.75%. Because that many people in the house of God do not know the difference between anointing and gifts and talent.
Amen.
That's how many people don't know the difference. And they call it talented, anointed. Michael Jordan was talented and gifted to play basketball, but he was not anointed. Michael Jackson
right.
was a talented and gifted to be an entertainer, but he was not anointed. And see, when you're anointed, then that's when God uses you and you're anointed, that is when yokes are broken and healing come and deliverance come. People say, you were just up reading the word of God and I felt the presence of God. Because you're anointed to do, and that only comes through holiness.
Right.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Did you get past the prophet back?
Can you hear me any better?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, praise God.
I lost caller from California, but you're back on.
Praise God. What I was wanting to say is simply this. When you look at the fact of the definition of the word compromise. What are you willing to compromise for holiness?
Mm-hmm.
Willing to put in the place of holiness. Look at the fact that according to what the apostle Amica was saying,
We have all of these things for holiness. Looks and appears a real thing. Because there's a devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
All the power that
they go
and authority over these airways for the kingdom of righteousness.
Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over that, God.
In the name of Jesus.
God, Jesus.
Holy Ghost must come forth.
Yes.
Must come forth in the name of Jesus. I rebuke. I take authority over the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. I command you to relinquish these airways right now by the anointing of the indwelling spirit. I command you to relinquish.
Come over to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for coming back on, caller from California, because you had dropped, but you're back on. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I'm
back. I didn't get a call.
The Lord. Hang on in there with us. Don't give up. Just hang on in there, because the devil is mad.
The devil is highly upset because he's being exposed right in his track.
Yeah.
And when you when you talk about holiness and you talk about hell, it's a very thin line. According to what the apostle had just mentioned, Apostle Amaker, and the compromise comes in when you can put homosexuals in the church, in the choir, and when you're talking about anointing and you're talking about gifts and you're talking about all of these other things. See, you look at the fact that when David was anointed, even though he had some gifts, his anointing never did show up into the prophet. So got people that's in the church that don't know what the proper timing of anointing is in relationship to gift, so they've got it all twisted around. Now, notice what I'm going to share with you now. If everything in the body of Christ is twisted around, says that the scripture teaches us that we, because of a reprobated mind, we're called wrong, right. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
And right, wrong. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Ain't that what the scripture said?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden now, here it is, we don't have anyone that is bold enough in the body of Christ to call it the way that we see it. Because, see, like I said before, the true gauge of the anointing and the power of holiness is power. No power. And because of a lack of holiness, according to what the Apostle Amaker just said, because of the lack of holiness, you have no power. Oh, you got the opposite. Holiness says you have power, then hell says you don't. Over to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I heard from the woman of God that called in. The prophet.
Pastor Barian, Minister Tanya.
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. I'm here right now, but I'm here.
Okay.
I mean, everything. Okay. I feel like where we are is, you know, exactly where God needs us and wants us to be, and we have to be very careful. You know, that's why the Bible is consistent when it says, "Take heed how you hear and take heed what you hear," because you have to be very careful. Like when Jesus said, you know, "My sheep know my voice." There's a different sound, And the Bible also says that there are many voices in the world, but there's only one for sure, Christ Jesus. There's only one Holy Ghost. There's only one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And we need to be very, very careful of who we are listening to and who they are. The Bible says, try and test the Spirit. You'll know the Spirit by the Spirit. But the problem is, if I don't really want to know the Spirit, if I don't really want to know the nature and the character of that person, I only really want to know what they can bring to the table, like Apostle Erica was saying, I'm not interested in who they really are. I'm not interested in if they're really followed by the Spirit. As long as they're saying hallelujah, amen, Jesus, you know, holy, you know, I mean, as long as they can go through the motions, having a formal godliness, but denying the power thereof, as long as they can go through the motions, as long as they know when to clap on cue, as long as they know when it's time to sing, as long as they know when not to go to the bathroom because the preacher's, I mean, as long as they know the things that need to be done, people are not looking at those other things because really they didn't come to figure that out anyway.
Yeah, that's like Malachi, what is it, 2 verse 7. It tells you, well Malachi 2 also tells you like what a pastor or a priest supposed to have, you know, things that are supposed to come out of his mouth. You know? So it's like a lot of the leaders are doing a lot of misleading, and then you have people that are adapting these teachings, and things are like real messed up right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying, like I was saying earlier, I don't even go to church anymore because it's like you go to church. Well, when I was going to church, I would go and just have a good time and go feel great. But they're not teaching the Bible, because if the Bible is being taught properly, you'll be a lot of upset people in the church probably, because everybody only wants to hear what sounds good.
Yes, yes. It's time.
They don't want to hear the truth.
Yeah, it's time to church.
I used to, I had a idea a year ago, because I used to be a disc jockey. Well, I was going to create like I was going to have like all DJs across the world be able to DJ a party anywhere in the world via internet. And it was going to make billions of dollars, but I backed out because the music is no good. So I felt that I would be probably get punished for helping assist evil. So I turned my whole life around and took my brains and my energy to focus on God and the Most High. And it's like it's hard out here. And it's kind of lonesome also because people only care about material things. And they try to drag the God into metaphysical, you know, like they use metaphysics and put God's name in it. But it's not really a reality, you know, because God's word and laws are very serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wanted to say about that dealing with anointing. I believe without the anointing, you cannot preach the gospel.
That's true.
And a lot of them, you'll find out by the preachers, different ones, saying they got the anointing on them. But when you're in yourself, if you get in yourself, you'll know the difference between the anointing and, like you said, without holiness. God will not dwell in an unclean temple, and they just took it for granted. They can use, but I don't believe a person without God's anointing on or approval on him, he cannot preach it. He can talk it, but he has no signs or wonders to follow. But he got the anointing on, you know, that's a power that comes from God within you. It's an explosive in your, in God, he ministered unto you and ministered unto the person out of your beings to that person, and his presence be up on you. But it's something that you have to do to get that anointing on you, and it's something that God will not, he will not, his power cannot flow through when you got things in you. And I believe it's true, without holy no man shall see the Lord. But I believe true, without holy you can't have, some people think you got to have Casper the Friendly Ghost. It's not Casper the Friendly Ghost, it's the Holy Ghost. Yeah, God, he's holy, and he's making himself known to us today. And I wanted to read something out of the book of Leviticus, and it was the 11th chapter, around about the 44th.
Is that about eating?
Yeah, it's referring to it. It says
chapter 11.
Chapter, chapter 11, 44 to 47. It says that, "For I am the Lord your God, and ye shall therefore sanctify yourself, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourself with any manner of creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. For I am the Lord that bring you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God, and ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law. This is the law of the beast and of the fowls, and every living creature that moveth in the waters, even every creature that creepeth up on the earth, to make a difference between unclean and clean, and between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten." That's the strangest thing, that the animals, the beasts of the field, they obey God than the people of God and the world itself. You got people in the church, they don't even obey God. When he said, "Without holiness no man shall see the Lord," or he said, "Be holy and cleanse yourself from all the filthiness of your flesh. Walk in holiness." And I see why people turn off from the house of God, because what are they doing? What are they feeding? You're not feeding what God told them to feed. See, and a long time ago, I was going to a service, and before I got, the Lord had dealt with me about before I get there, when I come in contact with the leaders there of the church, tell them to seek me, because there's things coming into the house. They didn't know that the preachers don't watch what's coming. And he was telling me that there's things coming creeping inside the church, and you can see that now today. The church world, like you said, there's Satan coming to set in the service now. He set long
people
in the time. Yes, sir.
You were speaking, yeah, like you guys were talking about the homosexual pastor. Since we're in Leviticus, you know, could you go to 18 and 22 and read that, please?
18:22, Leviticus?
Yeah, I believe it's 18 and 22. It should be 18 and 22.
18:22. Oh, okay. 18:22. It said, "You shall not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." And that's a very true statement. And that's happening. You may not know what's
going on. My point is, then, why are they in, okay, if pastors in church, I was like, if you've been through the Bible a lot in your pastor, I mean, pretty sure you have been through all the scriptures, that where you just like just brush that one, what they do, this, they brush that one off or something?
Mm-hmm. That's all.
You know, I'm saying, anybody within the congregation with a gay pastor must not have any sense at all, or like we just use our free will to say, okay, well, I'll just turn the page on that one. I ain't trying to hear that. It's just that easy to do it, though.
Uh-huh.
So, that has to be the
devil. They are not pastors after God's own heart. They're hiring pastors. It's a job to them. And I was going to ask this question earlier. Is every prophet, is every apostle, is every pastor of God?
Nope.
And they're not. And that's what we have to be able to discern. That is not of God. And like Apostle Sims was saying earlier, there's a word that's synonymous in the body of Christ now, and that word is discernment. Nobody has discernment because you're not walking in holiness. You're supposed to discern. We were talking the other day, you would walk in the church and the mother said, "No, baby, you ain't right." because she knew, and everybody else knew when you come into church, nope, you ain't right, because the church was walking in holiness. Now, like you said, you got homosexuals preaching, you got drunks preaching, not just, you know, we're not gonna just going to bash all the homosexuals, but we got drunks, you got dope heads, and you're letting them preach, you're letting them sing, you're letting them come in your church, and whatever's in you is what's going to come out over the people. And so whatever spirit is in you, that's what's going to infiltrate my church. If you're a homosexual, guess what? I allowed that spirit of homosexuality to come out over the people, and now you start to see changes in people. If you bring a drunk in, guess what? Now that spirit of alcoholism, and now the members in there starting to drink. And people weren't drinking, and now they're doing all this stuff. But we, the men of women of God, we're going to have to take a stand, one. We're going to have to take a stand against these things. Two, we're going to have to speak up against these things. And three, we're going to have to not allow these things in the house of God. Let me say it like this. In the houses of God that we are assigned to. No, I'm not telling anyone, go from church to church, find the wrong guy and get up in his church. And no, that's out of order. But if God tells you, then you have to be spiritual enough to know when God sends you to a place to give that message to that place. But I'm not telling us to go out as we're gays and go out and just get up in people's service and bash the pastor and bash, because you're just as much out of order as that man that is in sin or that woman is in sin. So it's a fine line. Broad, narrow is the way to holiness. Broad is the way to hell, to destruction. And we as holy men and women of God, we're walking that narrow, narrow way. And in ending and closing, my mother told me she had a dream that the path of holiness was so narrow that she had the tightrope, almost like she was walking on a tightrope, one foot in the other. You couldn't walk foot side to side, because that's how narrow the way is. It's not that God don't want you to have no pleasure in the earth. He said, be in the world, but not of the world. But then we ought to know where our pleasure is. Mm-hmm. And my pleasure is doing the will of God, in the presence of God. And yet, I can drive up and down in my car and enjoy what the Lord has blessed me with.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not my God.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? God. I understand what you said. You said like a tightrope, because once you go in your Bible and then you get to see what all God's commandments and laws are, it really is it's a tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seriously, because it's like a once you like go in the Bible and then like get all the scriptures that give God laws, and then scripture where Jesus says like follow his Father's laws, which that would be like your relationship with Jesus by following his Father's rules. It is a tightrope. Because if you go through all God's laws, not just with the Ten Commandments, other laws, like they have Jeremiah 10:2, where it speaks against, a kid can read the scriptures. Well, you know what, as a matter of fact, you guys got your Bibles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Could someone read Jeremiah 10 all the way down to verse 5.
Okay, Jeremiah, what? Go ahead.
Excuse me?
What chapter?
Can someone read it? I don't have my Bible in hand right now.
Okay. You said Jeremiah what?
10 all the way down to, chapter 10 all the way down to 5, and just tell me what holiday that sounds like.
Okay.
I have Jeremiah 10.
Yeah, all the way to 1 to 5. Read 1 to 5.
1 to 5. Okay, right, and the word of God says, hey, you said 1 to 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, the word of God says, hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, stir not the ways of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven,
for the heathens are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of workmen with the axe. They decked it with silver and with gold. They fastened it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Number five said, they are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now look, what does that sound like to you? Does it sound like Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound like a holiday to you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. It's like, because like, if you do your history, then you realize that Christmas is a pagan holiday, and then
pagan holiday. Yeah.
You do your history further back, they use that to, you know, like, keep the Christians and the paganists under control. So until we can stop doing, people can't even. I don't celebrate Christmas, and I used to look at the Jehovah's Witnesses and like they don't celebrate Christmas. But when I started reading the Bible and understanding these things, like people idolize that tree this time of year. People don't know about the winter solstice and whatever goes down in December. So people, I mean, we can continue serving the Lord, but that's a commandment right there that's being broken.
Yeah.
That's my point. So a lot of people can't accept that right there. So what do you mean? We don't tell the kids.
This
I mean,
is Prophet.
Come on now.
Can I speak
tell
to that?
True.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, 770. Now, let me explain to you. This is what the Holy Ghost has revealed to Prophet Sims. There's always solutions. Now, everybody know what's going on. Now, let me tell you what the Holy Ghost is telling us how we fix this problem. Does anybody want to know how to fix the problem?
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
God's word, keep his commandments.
This is what we need to know how to fix the problem. Now, let me give you an example. The reason why it comes that there can't be any changes seen in the church, young man out of California, is because of the fact. Now, y'all have to forgive me the way that I am as a prophet, okay? You got to forgive me because I got to call it the way it is. But the reason why come there's no change in California, which is as a portal where you living at in Los Angeles, California, is a portal for nothing but all of the vilest demons in the world to come in automatically out of that area where you at. Mm-hmm. But all you need to do, young man, is just like Jesus. And I want you to hear this very carefully. See, Jesus was not worried about or concerned about what was going on in the church, because he had, number one, he had the power to change it. Now, watch what I'm going to show you what I mean.
The power was his word, his mouth.
But let me show you.
So you can't move nothing without it, sir.
Now,
we can go into the scripture. I mean, give me, sir. Let's back everything up with scripture. Now, here, sir. I'm not trying to be wrong, but we need to, you know, when something needs to be addressed, it needs to be addressed. And what I'm saying, sir, if you can back up, I can back up everything I say with God's word. So, you know, we're not going to say a solution, because there's no solution to breaking God's law but to keep his commandments, sir.
Are you going to let the prophet speak? Are you going to let the prophet speak? If you don't want to let the prophet speak, I won't speak. The only reason that I'm qualified to speak is because I've been ordained by God to be a prophet, to represent him. And if you want to hear it, I will give you the solution. But if you don't, I won't.
Yeah, but sir, I'm a learned man. I want to hear you back yourself with scriptures. I can send you the scriptures right now, sir. So, I mean, I'll hear what you're saying, but if you cannot back your word with God's scriptures, I mean, that's just you talking, sir. And if you are ordained and the Holy Spirit is talking to you, you'll be able to back yourself up with scriptures, sir.
All right. Obviously, that is something that the Lord will have to rectify, because. But we don't want to go back to the, and we're coming down to the closing minutes of this broadcast. Let's go back to holiness and the things of holiness. We have to stand firm. front in our confession of our faith, and that is holiness. Holiness. I don't care, you know, how much we know or how much scripture we know, but if we're not living
okay,
it.
Okay, well, sir.
Wait. Now, you're not going to cut me off like
me,
you did him. Don't
okay,
do that.
Are you hearing what
sir,
you're saying?
Sir,
you saying, sir,
sir, don't do that. Don't
either your
dis-
word
don't,
or God's
don't
word.
Be disrespectful.
Your word or God's word,
don't
sir.
Be dis-
okay,
don't
sir,
be disrespectful
sir.
To one another.
Why don't you go to Colossians 3 and 2 and read it, okay?
We cannot talk together. We cannot. We can sing together,
person,
but we can't talk together.
That's right. Let one person give the
yeah, because you know what? Because I'm not agreeing with you saying, sir, because you're not backing it with God's word. You're talking.
But you're not
you
letting them
okay, but so
okay,
you
know,
the key words that he's saying, you said a couple of ungodly things, sir.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Point,
we rebuke that demon right now. I rebuke this demon right now in the name of Jesus. I rebuke
yeah,
this
okay,
demon that will come
sir,
and try to focus and distraction, bring distraction. We are not
sir,
to debate the word,
sir.
We are
seven,
not
sir,
here to debate the word,
Malachi,
sir.
Now,
Sister Sadie,
okay,
you have a book on your switchboard that says hang up. And I would appreciate if
hey,
you
God
use
you,
that
God,
button.
Like I said, there's another home I won't be.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, because that's disrespectful. We're talking about holiness. We're not here to debate and fool with demons. We're not here to address and if a demon want to get delivered, we're here for your deliverance. But if you want to just sit here and debate the word, you're at the wrong show. Change the channel.
Amen.
Go to another place. But and the first thing, when you say you don't go to church, then you're a demon. When you say you don't believe in this and that, then you're a demon. You let me know a long time ago where you're operating in. Because the Bible says, if you want to talk about Bible, it says, forsake not the assembly of yourself.
You're right. You're right about that.
Yeah.
That's
amen.
That's what the scripture says.
But the word says.
Yeah.
So you can't find a church, there's something wrong. All
that's
those
good
churches in California, and you can't find one? Come on. You don't want to be submissive to nobody. You don't want to sit and be, you ain't learned, you're a fool.
Right. Come on with it. Come on with it.
Amen.
That's true.
We have to stop playing. Stop playing with folk.
All right.
They don't want to hear the word of God, then hang them up. Because, please, anytime. The word is about God. Jesus is soon to return. And those
yeah,
that are children of hell, let them go to hell, because that's where they want to go.
Yeah.
They don't have a mind to hear the things of God. They want to sit and debate and argue. See, you got men on here that are seasoned men and women of God, and here you are don't even know the revelation of God's word, and you want to debate with folk? Are you crazy? Stay in your lane.
Oh,
amen.
Goodness. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Oh, you know this is a good program today.
That's why the devil's bad today. The devil's bad today.
I ask everybody, because I'm not gonna debate with no demon spit out of the pit
there
of
you
the
go.
Yeah.
I recognize that Los Angeles, California is a portal for demons of all types, and they come in
all
shapes and fashions.
Oh, yeah.
When he mentioned where he was from, I already knew what he was on the call for.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, you can't bridle your tongue, the scripture says, then you don't have the right religion, no way. If you can't listen to no, it automatically tell you don't have no religion in the first place. So, I'm not going to debate and argue with demons because I know who I am and what I am. So I'm going to show my faith by being quiet. I'm going to show my anointing that God has got on me by not saying anything. But I thank the Lord for Apostle Amaker for rebuking him because of the fact that this, my role was not to say anything because I was going to prophesy some things that the devil did not want to be known how to rectify this situation. We can talk about holiness and hell all day and all night, but if we don't have the solution, if we don't have the remedy, if we don't have the recipe, we're going to talk about it for another 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
What I was trying to explain to this fool that was on the air interfering with God's program is how he could rectify the solution. But he opened up his mouth to let us know who he really was, because
mm-hmm.
the devil truth heard. Just that simple.
Yeah.
You
know, mm-hmm.
And when it came time for the truth, the devil was able to block the truth.
Mm.
So we
mm-hmm.
thank the Lord for what's going on today. The devil is highly pissed off, y'all.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
Oh, my Lord. Let me give the solution to this, everyone, because I know the time is running short, but we need to hear this. Here comes the solution. And once again, the Holy Ghost is going to step on some toes. Are y'all ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Come on.
The solution to the problem is simply this. Jesus knew that he had the anointing according to Luke 4:18. If that young man is listening, we got as much scripture than he got, and we probably have forgotten more than what it is he knows. So when you look Luke 4:18, the scripture tells us, first of all, how to rectify the problem. For the Spirit of God is upon me because he has anointed me. And when you got the Spirit of God and the anointing, it's going to reveal power.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Once you have the anointing, and the Spirit of God is going to exemplify power, I don't care if you're a tree. You don't need a man's church. You don't need a man's building. But the power of God is beginning to reveal in you God. You can be standing right out in the street, and you can raise your hand. People get healed, loose, delivered, and set free. Who do you think the people are going to follow? So the reason why I'm saying what I'm saying about holiness, because when Jesus raised up his hand and the power came forth, you even had John the Baptist that baptized Jesus that had a spirit of jealousy upon him. Are you the one, or should we expect another? And Jesus told him, he said, now, I want you to understand that I'm not going to tell you that I walked on water. I'm not going to tell you that I turned water into wine, but what I will tell you that the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, and the dead raise. So what it's saying, Apostle, is simply this. What it is truly saying, when you look at the gray area, the void to where we are, those that are being called, as such as you and I, and the other prophets and apostles and things on the phone, is that if we don't get the power that reveals that if I be lifted up, to draw the people, because of the fact that here it is, we're sitting behind the demons and the devils that are also showing any power. So the fact of the matter is, what people are seeing, they are hearing us talk about the things that are going on, but they're not seeing the power. So the power,
mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost, is what's going to draw you. So
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, here it is, we're talking, but there's no Holy Ghost power to draw nobody. So the people say, well, okay, now watch what I'm going to show you right fast. When Jesus, with power of the Holy Ghost, was able to draw, he took all of the people out of the synagogue. He took all of the people out of the church. People are going to follow the anointing. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it comes a step on toes. That the people that where we are now, Apostle, don't have no power to draw because there's not enough anointing in us, then the people stay in the church. Now, watch what
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you. I don't care what nobody say, ain't nobody going to stay in the church with cancer on them. Ain't nobody going to stay in the church with high blood pressure and sugar diabetes on them if Pastor Amaker is over here in a field that's got an anointing on his life to loose, deliver, and set people free. But what
there
Jesus
you know.
Amen. What was able to do, according to Luke 4 and 18, he was able to exemplify the power of the Holy Ghost that draw people away from the church. So they say, what we've got to do is get to Herodias. We've got to kill this man because he's taking away our income. So what I challenge all of these great anointed people of God that has the calling to make a difference, you need to learn how to get the power. And this is what we talked about on the radio the other day, Apostle. These are techniques and the principles of how to acquire the power and the anointing to where the evidence of the Holy Ghost revealed on your life. The Lord Jesus said, now, if y'all don't believe that Prophet Sims is sent from God, then all you've got to do is just look at the work. Look at the works that's coming in behind Prophet Sims. That's all you got to do. Because the scripture says it's no way possible that these kind of gifts can follow Prophet Sims if the Holy Ghost ain't with him. Did y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, yeah.
So all I'm telling everybody under the sound of my voice, and this is why I come, Prophet Sims is gathering people from all parts of the country, is because the presence, the direction, the guidance, and the evidence and the results, Apostle Amaker, which you use a lot, is revealing that the Holy Ghost is with me. Now, I'm not blowing no horn for Prophet Sims. I'm blowing the horn for the Holy Ghost. Because, see, the Holy Ghost is going to reign supreme in anybody. He ain't going to share his glory with nobody. So Prophet Sims know to back out the way and let the Holy Ghost have his place. But listen to me very carefully. Prophet Bryant,
yes.
You really want to see people follow you. If you really want to draw them out of the church that you're in now, that's causing all kind of confusion, get you some power, but you're going to have to know how to get it. And everybody don't know how to get the power with the anointing of the Holy Ghost, where people will draw to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I rest my case.
Woo!
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Woo!
That goes to that young man in California, where all them sissies and punks and everything is. Got so much word in him. That's what kind of power he got to get things straightened out.
Thank you, Jesus.
In California, they don't need word. They got plenty word in California. They need some power. So that a lot of them homosexuals, where he living at, can be changed. Then he can tell us, and then he can come to us and let us know who he really is. Until he can do that, he needs to learn to keep his mouth closed.
No, he needs to keep doing what he's doing because he keeps exposing himself and the devil and the demon in him. And like you said, we need to attack him where he's at. And we need to really, you know, come up against these demons and with power, you know, minister deliverance to them. So if you don't mind, can we go into the archives for just a couple of minutes? And we want to, you know, minister a word of prayer for him as Pastor Sadie closes out the broadcast, the streaming broadcast.
Okay. I really have truly enjoyed this program today. I have enjoyed each one of my guests on the panel today because y'all brought up very, very good questions that people are sitting back in the archives listening to. Wondering, you know, what some of the things is, you know, which I was talking about. Some of them I know they're scratching their head right now saying, what does it mean to be holy and how to live holy and what are the rewards of holiness? You know, y'all brought out a lot of points to them today, and I am so glad. I thank God for the Holy Ghost coming in. Even when the enemy
tried to attack, I know the Holy Ghost was going to come on in and let him know that he didn't have what he thought he had, because he wasn't giving anybody a chance to say anything. He was trying to just take it all over. But God is so good. God is really good. And I want to thank each and every one of you all that came in today. And I hope you will come by Joy and Peace Outreach again on next week. We will have another very good topic for next week. And if you check on your programs, it'll show the one what we're going to be doing next week. So I hope all the guests that came on this week will be able to share in next week, because it's all about God. It's not about Sadie over here with Joy and Peace. It's about spreading the word of God, even through the airwaves, through the computer. But we want to give God praise and honor right now, because he's just so worthy. He is truly worthy. And we thank each person that tuned in today to this broadcast, even if they come on later on the archives, that they will be able to take something back to the body of Christ. And don't just sit there and observe and look, but open your mouth when God tells you to open your mouth. When you see something is not right, don't sit there and be partaker of the wrong. God give you a mind to know what was right and what's wrong. And it's time that everybody use it. Anybody else want to say anything?
I'd just like to say, great overseer, thank you for the privilege and opportunity, and may God bless everyone.
Amen.
I thank the Lord.
We're not on the air, but we're on streaming, so we still can talk a few minutes if y'all would like to, if y'all would want to say something else that y'all didn't get to mention. It'll be in the archives also. Did you want to say anything, Minister Tanya?
I'm just here for the day. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good lesson. It was really a blessing.
Amen.
You can live a holy life. I mean, how you said holy over here. Without it, ain't nobody going to see God. Because we cannot live any kind of way to make it in. God wants to live right and holy. So he left us his way with his word. You got to live holy. That
yeah.
Paul got to live a consequent life set aside before God. So he can't give it to use us.
Yes. Evangelist Brian, you have something else you want to say?
No, well, I didn't say enough there to take up from earth to glory. I mean,
all right. Well, I want to thank you.
Yeah.
And Pastor Sims, Pastor Amica, for coming on, because God truly, truly ordained this program today. And I thank God for you all coming up with what y'all wanted to talk about today. And that was wonderful. God know it was needed, and it's needed for a lot of people that's scared to come on and say something. But when you said you got power, we got to show that power. And as Prophet Sims was saying, you know, where would you want to be? You know somebody's over here healing cancer, healing lupus, healing all. God has given them that power. And you're going to sit for 30 years with the cancer and you can be healed. You ain't going to pick up your bed and go where you can be healed. That is ludicrous. That, I mean, you have just gone way out. Because if it's somebody know they can be healed and don't want to get healed, that's sad. That's very sad. But I want to thank each and every one of you all for coming on today. Yes, sir.
I'd just like to say one thing, and this is Prophet Sims of Chattanooga, Tennessee, by the way of Atlanta, Georgia, 770-423 area code. I just want to give thanks to the panelists to say this. You know good and well that this has been ordained by God when the devil will send a demon to confront the title of what was going on today. You know that this has to be ordained by God for the devil to send a demon to try to corrupt this program. So that lets us know that we're on the right track. Not only does it let us know that we're on the right track, it let us know that we're going in the right direction, because when you look at what was spoken, if you look at the solutions, the devil did not want this to be known. He did not want this to be. And I'm just thankful to you, great overseer out of Houston, Texas, for the opportunity of having me on here.
Yes, sir.
It let me know, Prophet Sims, without a shadow of a doubt, this has been sanctioned and ordained by God.
Amen. Oh yeah, this has been a wonderful program because it really got in depth. I wrote down all the scriptures everyone was giving concerning the holiness and the Holy Ghost and everything that went with it. And you know, I was reminded, I wrote down when Pastor Amaker said about three things people ask you when you invite them to your church, and you know that is so true. How many people can you bring in? How much money you think we're going to raise? And can you hoop? You hooping, but there ain't nobody heard nothing but you saying because you up there steadily hooping. And they, oh, it sure was good. And they don't even know what the title was or the scripture you come through. That was so true. I wrote that down. Ooh. I just thank you all today, panel, for coming on the program today. If I had the tentacles and octopus, I would hug each and every one of you all and tell y'all just how much I love you all. I want y'all to have a blessed and a prosperous day. And if anybody want to call back with on the line about it, we can. But I thank God for this program.
Okay.
Praise God.
Okay. Praise God. All right. Y'all have a blessed and a wonderful day. Stay dry much as you can through the snow, through the rain, and the cold. God is good all the time.
Hey, Sister Tanya?
Yes, sir.
Could you give me a call?
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day.